morning. Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and County Appraiser Greg McHenry. If you have any questions, still got about 7 minutes left in the program. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. Tomorrow, I'll be with you again. We'll have Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan and Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter for the first half hour. Last half hour, we'll have KSU Black Student Union President Daryl Reese on the program. Ben, you wanted to get to some announcements before we talked about some ambulance and EMS topics.
I just wanted to let everybody know about a couple of upcoming events from the museum and also from Noxious Weeds and Household Hazardous Waste. For the museum, actually the first event is this evening at 7 p.m. at Meadowlark Hills Community Room. Historian David Nichols will be in to speak about his new book, Ike and McCarthy, Dwight Eisenhower's Secret Campaign Against Joseph McCarthy. So if you're interested in that, that's free and open to the public, sponsored by the Riley County Historical Society and Museum, 7 p.m. tonight at Meadowlark Hills Community Room. Then on Wednesday, October 18, the Riley County Historical Society will hold its annual dinner meeting and program at the Family and Child Resource Center, the lower level, the building there on Claflin Road at the Health Department. The dinner will begin at 6:30 p.m. Cost of the dinner is $11. Reservations must be made by calling 785-565-6490. That's 565-6490. And reservations need to be made by tomorrow, October 11. The program will begin around 7:15. Dr. Steve Christie, member of the Board of Directors of the Kansas Barn Alliance, will be speaking on beauty and heritage, why we save our historic barns. The program part is free and does not require reservation. Just the dinner part requires a reservation, and everyone's invited to attend. The program will highlight Riley County barns, but we'll discuss historic, artistic, and cultural features of barns across Kansas. Then from Household Hazardous Waste Division of the Noxious Weeds Department, they're doing a Household Hazardous Waste collection at Howie's Recycling this Saturday, October 14, from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. No business waste is accepted, but if you have any Household Hazardous Waste, you can drop by and drop it off for free. Riley County Household Hazardous Waste also has recycled latex paint to give away for free. It's recycled paint, and you can get it in 1 gallon or 4 gallon containers. And that office is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4 p.m. up next to the County Public Works site north of town on Tuttle Creek Boulevard.
All right, very good. We just got a couple minutes, and I know this is a topic that we'll be talking about a lot throughout the year. You guys are really just getting going on this transition. Very quick background. You guys decided to terminate your contract with Bea Christie, who was doing all the ambulance administrative services. You guys already owned the ambulances and the facilities for them. But Bea Christie announced that they were going to up their fees by about $200,000 for 2018 for both you and Pottawatomie County. You guys decided to just absorb those services yourselves. I guess just talk a bit about how that transition is going, which will start November 1st.
Right. I guess from a big picture perspective, the transition's going really smoothly. We're on track for seamless continuation of services throughout the transition. And yes, it'll be midnight, end of October, beginning of November, where we officially transfer.
Midnight on Halloween.
Right. And yeah, so we've got the director already hired as a county employee, about to hire the new assistant director, and then all the other employees will transfer over November 1st.
And we have a phone call? We do. Very quick caller. Just got a couple minutes. Go right ahead.
Well, it was very surprising they talk about Bea Christie wanted to raise the price $200,000, but when you talk about what it's going to cost, it's $500,000. But how much was the total cost Bea Christie was going to charge you, including the $200,000, so we don't get spooked by the $500,000?
The total service management fee was $250,000. Oh, well, was $50,000 or $45,000 going up to closer to $250,000. On top of that, we paid their operating deficit of about 1.2 to 1.4 million each year. As we take it on as a county service, we're fairly certain we'll be able to collect revenue better than the hospital was doing and not have as much of an operating deficit and hopefully save money that way. We did just have some new numbers come out last week. We realized there had been an error in calculating the budget to the tune of about $313,000. And then our salary consultant said that we needed to increase spending by another 200 some thousand to have competitive wages. So it's, as of this week, it's looking like we may not, well, we'll have to do pretty well on extra collections to keep things the same cost this, well, same expenses this next year. We're not going to have to raise taxes at all. We'll be able to absorb it in next year's budget, but that could impact coming years. Still hopeful it'll help us in the long run. It'll be a good move for the county. But yeah, so not quite as optimistic, but still we're doing good.
Appreciate that call, caller. So we're right out of time. So much county, so little time. Ben, thanks so much. Greg, thank you so much for coming on.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. Wine Country.